Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking to Zimbabweans living outside the country about their plans to vote in the forthcoming general elections. Some have already indicated that they won't make it, while others are determined to go back home to cast their votes. Namhla sikhuluma labadabuka eZimbabwe ngokuvota kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka. Kulabathi kabasoze bevote kukhetho lolu, kube labanye abalungiselela ukubuyela ekhaya ukuyavotela abazabamela ezigabeni zabo kumakansili edalelwe ePhalamende njalo lomongameli omutsha. Kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abaningi abahlala kwele South Africa, eBrithani, Australia, Botswana lamanye amazwe. Baza kwenzani ngesikhathi sokhetho? Sixoxa labo namhla uhlelo lolu. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. Amnesty International says Zimbabwe's forthcoming general elections will be held amid a 5-year systematic brutal crackdown on human rights, restrictions on political opposition gatherings, violent suppression of protests, and criminalization of state critics. In a statement, Amnesty International said, over the past 5 years, the rights of freedom of expression, association, and peaceful assembly have been relentlessly suppressed. Amnesty International noted that there is a sustained crackdown against those who have demanded accountability from the government or organized protests against allegations of corruption, journalists and members of the political opposition, and human rights activists. To make matters worse, Amnesty International said Zimbabwe's new law, the Criminal Law Codification Reform and Amendment Act, will suppress all freedoms. Meanwhile, the European Union says it has deployed election observers in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial elections. The European Union Election Observation Mission's Deputy Chief Observer, Beata Martin Luzomilovic, spoke to journalists in Harare today.
We are in the process of, as the European Union Election Observation Mission, of deploying our long-term observers to all parts of the country this morning. We have 46 long-term observers drawn from all 27 of the EU member states, plus the partner states of Canada, Norway, and Switzerland. And they will be in all parts of Zimbabwe, in all 10 provinces, covering all elements of the election process in the upcoming weeks before the 23 August harmonized elections. We have an invitation from the authorities of Zimbabwe to observe these elections, but we also have an administrative agreement which has been signed between the European Union and the Zimbabwean government, which allows us access to all parts of the process and to all interlocutors. And so we will be looking at the process in a very balanced an impartial way, meeting with all political sides, meeting with all different actors from the point of view of the political class down to civil society, the media and the social media, to understand in a full-bodied way how this election process is taking place before, during, and after the elections. So it's a long-term mandate which considers that elections are not just election day, but really have an element which marries with international commitments such as equality or universality, and those are the kinds of things that we will be looking at before making a preliminary statement after election day.
Why is it important for the EU bloc to be observing these elections?
I think it's important for the European Union as a community of democracies to also support those countries who would like to see democracy move further in their own country. And so as a spirit of partnership, we're here to promote and to defend those democratic principles and to see the extent to which those international documents which the Zimbabwean authorities have willingly aspired to are seen in this election process.
Talking of democratic principles, can you mention some of them?
Yes, so as I was just saying, principles of equality, does every citizen, is every citizen able to vote in the process on equal terms? Universality, does that mean that every person can vote in the same way without hindrance and without the need for additional measures? Elements of transparency, elements of accountability. These are all principles which are enshrined in UN documents like the International Covenant for Civil and Political Rights, but also in documents like the African Charter, which have been mentioned by the MFA and other official bodies.
That was Mrs. Beata Martin Rizzo-Milovic of the European Union Election Observation Mission, speaking with journalists in Harare. Elsewhere in Africa, the United Nations says more than 100,000 South Sudanese living in Sudan have returned to their home country since Sudan's conflict broke out in April. That number is growing rapidly, with an average of 1,000 more arriving each day. Reporter Henry Wilkins reports from Renk, South Sudan.
The town of Renk in northern South Sudan is accessible only by a long boat ride or plane from the capital Juba, but it's connected to Sudan's capital Khartoum by a paved road. Since Sudan's war erupted in April, the food and goods that used to arrive along the road have stopped coming. South Sudanese who fled to Sudan years ago for refuge from their own country's civil war arrive instead. They are in desperate need of help. Francis James Hakim says his journey here was perilous as they passed checkpoints run by the Sudanese army and the paramilitary group the army is at war with, the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF.
On the way, we found the Rapid Support Forces. They checked and searched us thoroughly. If you have ID, no problem. But if you tell them that you are Sudanese, it's a problem for sure. The only solution is bribery. If you have enough money, they let you go.
Many returnees like Hakim identify as Sudanese because they have lived there most or sometimes all of their lives, but do not have citizenship. Hakim left South Sudan when he was a toddler. More than 100,000 returnees have arrived in South Sudan, mostly through Renk, since Sudan's conflict began. But having escaped the fighting, they are faced with a new set of problems. Lan Aik is a community leader among the returnees.
We came from Khartoum, but the problem facing us now, instead of insecurity, is that we do not have enough to eat. We also have a problem with shelter. It's the rainy season. Everyone here is living without proper shelter.
The UN says roughly 1,000 people are arriving to Renk each day, with no end in sight to Sudan's war.
Yeah, but we do expect more as we hear that the conflict is intensifying, increasing and spreading across the South Kordofan and other parts of Sudan. We are expecting much more. The rains have not helped. They're preparing for cholera. Measles cases have already started being reported.
Although the returnees are citizens, the South Sudanese government does not want them to stay in Renk. They are being relocated to other parts of the country where, because they are citizens, they will have access to the labour market and have at least some hope of supporting themselves. Most say they want to get out of Renk, which is starved of resources to support them due to access difficulties and lack of funding, as soon as possible.
They need to clear these returnee sites so we can live peacefully. The conditions here are very challenging. People are living outside and they're suffering. You can see the reality.
Yet, as the UN and local authorities struggle to relocate the huge numbers arriving, it's unclear how long she will have to remain in the limbo of Renk. And we walk into VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
Back to our topic of the day, Zimbabwe World Council parliamentary and presidential elections on August 23rd this year. 12 presidential candidates, including front runners President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, will clash in the poll seen as a repeat of the 2018 election. According to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, there are more than 6 million eligible voters this year in the country's voters' roll. Some of them are Zimbabweans living in South Africa, Botswana, and other nations. Some of them have indicated that they will go back home to cast their votes, but others say they won't make it due to work commitments and other issues. Zimbabweans living in the diaspora have over the years demanded to vote while in nations where they are currently living, but the government says it does not have the capacity to conduct such polls due to logistical problems. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Ms. Victor Matutu, chairperson of the ZIM in Bogoto, and Mr. Munjozi Mutandiri, senior programs manager at the Southern African Liaison Office in Johannesburg. We also have Nobantu Dlodlo Mbambo, who is based in Ireland. So welcome to the program, all of you. Thank you for joining us.
Let's start with you,
Mrs. Nobantu Dlodlo Mbambo. Are you a registered voter, and will you go back home to vote?
Well, thank you, Mr. Dube. Yes, I'm a full-time registered voter. Yes, but then for me going to register to vote, I had hoped that I'll be able to go, but unfortunately, I can't because of some work commitments, and it's so disappointing to me.
So, what does that mean, you know, for a Zimbabwean like you?
Well, it's really a setback, honestly, because it's my country. Zimbabwe is my country, and I have the freedom, you know, to choose who should lead me. So I feel, you know, I've let down, you know, my countrymates, you know, and I would have really liked to go and exercise my vote. Yeah.
So let's now turn to Ms. Matutu. What's your position on this, Ms. Matutu?
Thank you, Mr. Obe. It's very sad that I'm going to say I'm also going to be going on the 23rd of August to go and vote in Zimbabwe. I failed to go and register due to work commitment, as Ms. Nobantu said, and it's very sad. As I'm not going to vote, which means, according to me, if you are not voting, you are saying whatever you say is okay. You're not going to contest it, or you're not going to go against it. So that's not how I feel. If I'm not voting, then it's like I'm saying that.
So kulobu zima lapha njengoba ungasoziye vota, ngakho ke akukho phula inhliziyo kono.
Njengoba sisho nje kubuhlungu kakhulu, kubunzisa ubuhlungu ukuthi angeke ngibekwazi ukuthi ngiye kuba ngxenye yabantu abazosho ukuthi kuyini abakufunayo ngelizwe labo. Ngabe ngihlezi lapha eSouth Africa, kodwa okusalayo ukuthi iZimbabwe ilizwe lami, kulapho engithiwa ngingowakhona. La eSouth Africa ngokuhamba nje, ngoba ngibizwa ngokuhamba, kodwa eZimbabwe kusezweni lami, okuyikuthi ukuthi ngibe yingxenye yokhetho kuyinto kulilungelo lami njengomZimbabweni ukuthi ngiye kwenza eZimbabwe. So xa ngingasakwenzanga akwehli kahle, kuyinto engekho mnandi.
Yes, I was calling. Yes, stay on the line, Ms. Matutu. Let's go to Mr. Munjozi Mutandiri. So tell us about what you are planning to do, Mr. Mutandiri.
Thank you, my brother, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much.
I think I want to start by saying that it's really disgraceful that we can go to an election on the 23rd of August with over 4-5 million Zimbabweans, depending on the statistics that you use, and not being able to be given opportunities to decide on the leaders of the country for the next 5 years. I think that given the situation in Zimbabwe is in, it is unthinkable that we can decide that the diaspora vote is not an imperative for the country. I think that if ever we are to rebuild Zimbabwe, those in the diaspora, their voices have to be heard, and have to be heard very loudly, just like those in Zimbabwe. The future of Zimbabwe will not be determined by those that are in Zimbabwe alone, but also those that are in the diaspora. So it is just disgraceful that we have so many Zimbabweans who have been disenfranchised because they happen not to be in the country. The diaspora vote for Zimbabwe at this critical juncture, in my opinion, is a must, and the country should have done everything in its power to ensure that this coming year it would be disaster possible for Zimbabweans, particularly in South Africa and other countries that are hosting millions of Zimbabweans to be able to conduct voter registration. The idea that the government says operationally it's not possible, I don't think that's true. That's disingenuous, to say the least. We see every day in South Africa the Zimbabwean government sending government officials to issue passports, to issue death certificates, and to issue other documents because Zimbabweans are paying for those documents.
They
are unable to.
Yes, yes, thank you very much. But, you know, we vote here. Can I vote?
That's for me. I think that I'm in a slightly different boat, like a few other Zimbabweans who are always able to be in Zimbabwe to vote. I'm in Zimbabwe frequently. I work with civil society in Zimbabwe and in the region. And so at a personal level, I always vote. I'm voting in 2023. But I would have wished that many other Zimbabweans were able to do so from wherever they are. I know that there are Zimbabweans, professional Zimbabweans, who have traveled to Zimbabwe to vote in 2018, who are planning to travel again in 2023 to go and vote. One of the things that we're trying to do as civil society in and outside Zimbabwe is to try and check with organizations, particularly in South Africa, on how many Zimbabweans who are there are registered. And once that has been established, then begin to encourage people that those who can be able to go, but also talk broadly.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll just cut you short. I'll cut you short there. Just stay on the line. Let's go back to Mrs. Dlodlo Mbambo. So, Mrs. Dlodlo Mbambo, yes. If people don't go back home to vote, they'll find themselves being ruled by those people they don't want and complain about the situation back home. Give us your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Dube, it's very unfortunate. Like I said, I personally won't be able to go and vote, but like I've said, all the times when I was back home, I would be able to vote and everything. And whatever outcome that was there, you know, I knew I had put, you know, my vote to whatever outcome is there. So unfortunately, now, since I won't be able to vote, like I said earlier on, it's saddening on my part, and just my own vote on its own, it was certainly going to bring about a change, yeah? Not only a change as such, but whatever the outcome could be, but my vote would have spoken something, right? So for those who might not be able to go like me, I would want to say, honestly, it's our fault at the end of the day, yeah? We should try by all means to do whatever we can to exercise our voting status, yeah, to exercise our rights, so that whatever happens in future, we are answerable as well. I know, you know, there could be talks here and there to say this and that, and but my vote should mean something, you know. It should communicate something, you know, because each and every vote, when things are done right, it should be counted and, you know, have an impact to whatever result is there. So it's really our issues. It's our problems to, you know, to take care of when we don't go and vote, you know, and whatever outcome comes out, then we tend to complain when we should be the ones, you know, to say what we want.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. We'll take a very short break. We're coming shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Now, we'll go back to Nisma Tutu as we are discussing this issue concerning Zimbabweans living in the diaspora who may go back home or may not go back home to vote in the forthcoming general elections. So, Nisma Tutu, Maskanele, Jabantuba, Kalawa, South Africa, Konapo, Abansuze, Bebuele, Ekabe, Vota, Queen Obama Bay, Kakulu, just 1 minute on that, ma'am. Queen Obenza, Bishop Kambeka.
Okokuqala dibe ngomuntu obheke inhlangano yabomama kakhulu engunanzeleleyo engifisa ukuthi ngalungiswa kakhulu abantu abaningi abomama ngizakhulumela bona abarejistanga nxa kungokuvota manje umuntu uyathi isikhathi sokuthi ngabe ngiyahamba ngiyovota ngihamba ngiyovota uzambuza ukuthi ngesikhathi kumrejista wahamba ukuyarejista yini anzaye ngiyerejista abantu abafundisekanga okugcweleyo especially omama yikho ngizokhala khona ukuthi kumele umuntu aqala irejista ukuze ube lelungelo lokuthi uhambe la uyephathiphetha emoteni mhlaka 3 August abantu manje yenza umuntu hayi mina ngiyafuna uhamba ngiyovota ngirejista. So asikatheni lapho kuthiwa kuyarejista khona abantu bahambe irejista ngoba manje noma nxa ungarejistanga noma ungazi ukuthi isikhathi sokuyavota akuyokwazi ukuvota ma ungarejistanga and kulaba abazaphumelela abaphumelele ukuhamba bayarejista labazaphumelela ukuyavota sithi kungathi bengakhetha noma bengabasikhethile bakhethe kwaba kukhethayo ngonanzelelo njalo laba abangavotanga asilali ilungelo lokuthi sihlile silokhu sicomplaina ngokuthi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwenzakalani ngoba sihlulekile ukuthi sihambe siyofaka ivoti lethu kuze lathi sinjani umbono yethu izwakale. So ukuthi sibe sikhuluma sikude singahambi siyolungisa singokuvota angeke sisize ngalokhu.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke. Hhayi, singasihambela ntombi endala, sibonge kakhulu ungathela kusasa. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That was Victor Matutu. Now I think there's Mr. Mabuto Mapena on the line. He's the chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. And he belongs also to a party, the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Baba Mabuto, sa kumukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngikubingelele. Ngibingelele labalaleli be-Studio 7.
Yes, siyabona ke isikhathi sibili siyachova. So akutsho lapho, Baba Mabuto, it seems many Zimbabweans are not going back home to vote in the forthcoming elections. What's your feeling about this?
Well, firstly, we should be blaming the Parliament of Zimbabwe, the outgoing Parliament of Zimbabwe. You will know that in 2018, there was a High Court judgment in Harare, which said that for a diaspora vote to happen, Parliament must amend the constitution so that Zimbabweans in countries where they are now resident should be able to cast their votes. Parliament never did that. Political parties or some political parties then began to talk about the diaspora vote at the end of the term of Parliament. So it's something that they should have done when they went to Parliament. So you then have people who are not registered, who are expected to travel and vote. There was no campaign to ensure that people, particularly within the SADC region, do vote, do register in Zimbabwe and then go and vote. Mm-hmm. But it becomes an expense for people when to go and register to vote, they come back and go and vote. What the diaspora need is that they should cast their vote where they are resident. So the Parliament of Zimbabwe must be blamed. The political parties represented in the Parliament of Zimbabwe have no desire to see because they do not want to amend the Zimbabwean constitution to give right to the diaspora to vote.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Mtandiri. We are trying to get some callers as well. Mtandiri in Shona, Saka Muchaita say, Nenya yo vota hii, because Bama Abana Oswenda, kuna vota wa Zimbabwe. So, Chapamba say, Papu, 1 minute on that. In Shona, bro.
Ndofundi gira kuti, Sesa tambo taura teksanga kuti, Waila kuti wa maafu motere kwa wari, but patiri, akuda kuti titarise mberi kubva patiri. So zvatiri kusandira kuti tiite chekutanga kuti vanhu vane maorganization akaita sana mabhena
Thank you very much. We've got a caller on the line. What's that caller lay says? Caller, kunjani kwa lapekwe?
Mraizi, buti kunjani.
Nya pila, skuma lubani?
Kuluma lunyasa, mawere.
Ye, nyasa, posela kukula pa kwa mafisha. Uya vota kumba vota?
Mina ngifisa ukuvota ukurejista ukuvota ngirejistile kodwa lamalanga se-South Africa and ngiyafisa ukuthi ngizokhona kuya ekhaya ngiyoqedelela into ngiyiqalileyo.
So asozuhambe?
Ngisho loko ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuthi ukurejista ngirejistile kodwa ngiyaya ukuyovota angeke ngikwazi ukujamba ishu ifana naleyi ngenxa yokuthi it's very important. Once we fail to change things for ourselves, we can't accept some other people who are not even Zimbabweans to change things for us. It makes sense to us as citizens for Zimbabwe to change things for ourselves.
Thank you very much. That was our caller, Nyasha. Let's go back to Mrs. Mbambo. Mrs. Mbambo, your last word there.
Bob.
Your last word?
Right. Thank you, Mr. Dube. I think in future, of which this should have been done way back, the constitution, like what Mr. Mabena was saying, it should be able to accommodate the diasporans. And they've never had that chance to exercise their voting, you know, rights wherever they are. Because honestly, it doesn't make sense. Utumunta we overseas, elanda nje uzofakuka, when this person can actually do that, you know, wherever they are. So I think it's our responsibility as a country, you know, to amend these things. The diasporans, because kuba khona e diaspora kwabo is communicating something already on its own. I cannot be in my own country because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever reasons. So because I cannot be there, so lapeng khona, may I be given an opportunity to vote, you know, to cast my vote. When they do So I
Yes.
Thank you so much.
10 seconds, Baba Ngabuto Mapena. 10 seconds exactly. Kuthi uvale baba.
No, esikuchoyo thina ukuthi labo ababhalile ukuyavota siyabaqhuquzela ukuthi bahambe baye vota. Kodwa nje basithi ukuthi iParliament yeZimbabwe kumele amend iConstitution kwenzela ukuthi ukhetho olandelayo ngo-2028. Abantu bayavota emazwe nakulapha abakhona kodwa khathesi laba ababhalisileyo ngabahambe bayevota.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.